Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, every album cover was a work of art. The Beatles stepped into character for the Sgt. Pepper album, wearing day-glow military uniforms and posing with a collage of stars, including Marilyn Monroe, Bob Dylan, and Edgar Allan Poe. Good company and a great album. The images are iconic. The music is timeless. The artists are legendary.
Greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
95.7 KJR.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
Happy birthday, buddy!
From the writers of The Hangover.
I can't go out tonight.
I have my biggest med school interview ever tomorrow morning.
Jeff Chang, this is your 21st birthday. This is the day you get to tell every bouncer.
21.
Blackjack mother.
Best friends.
She was cute, right?
Yeah, she's cute. She's just not my type.
What is your type?
Girls that want to have sex with me?
Make the worst decisions.
We're going to jail.
I can shake them.
Don't shake them.
Don't shake them.
21 and over. Rated R. Under 17 requires accompanying parent or an adult guardian. Starts tonight, 10 p.m. Everywhere tomorrow.
Want to know if your coins are worth a fortune? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
Know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free CD that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. Call 1-800-300-1449 for your free CD. 1-800-300-1449. That number again is 1-800-300-1449.
You don't need a special occasion to have a special meal, you know, like a juicy steak or seafood from Cold Pacific Waters. This week at QFC, you can save on everything you need to make even a weeknight meal special. Start with certified Angus beef. Right now, get certified Angus beef New York steaks for just $5.99 a pound. For the seafood lover, may we suggest wild-caught halibut or sockeye salmon fillets? They're only $9.99 a pound. And the perfect side for surf or turf is tender asparagus, maybe roasted with a little lemon juice. Bring home fresh asparagus for only $1.88 a pound. Plus, you can save on family favorites like Chobani Greek yogurt. Pick up select varieties and get 10 for just $10. Look for more great meal ideas throughout the store. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Have you tried the excellent Washington State wines? Get to know the area vineyards and save. Buy six or more bottles of select Washington wines and save 15% at QFC.
Celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Northwest Women's Show March 1st through the 3rd at the CenturyLink Event Center. Grab your best pals and make a day of it. It's 3 days packed with fashion, fitness, food, and fun. X-Factor's Philip Lomax will be there. The Ice Chip Grannies from Shark Tank and show favorite, the Smoke and Hot Firefighters will all be on hand. There'll be life-changing seminars, shopping, 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 sponsored by Safeway BEZU and the Snoqualmie Casino. Get all the schedules and the show info at nwwomenshow.com.
No matter where Shannon is, she always picks the slowest line. But because AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, she doesn't have to wait while she's waiting. She can stream her favorite shows and download music almost instantly, while the lady in front of her at the grocery store searches for exact change. And if the man in front of her at the airport keeps setting off the metal detector because he has too many fillings, she can use ultra-fast AT&T 4G to play games, chat, and even search the web for advice on how to pick faster lines.
AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T offers the nation's largest 4G network, so you don't have to wait while you're waiting.
Connect any tablet with AT&T, like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2, and save $100. Visit a store or att.com for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Pricing effective 2/15/13 requires new two-year agreement with qualified data or mobile share plan. $100 off non-commitment price of new tablet or $100 bill credit if activating own tablet, subject to change at any time. Additional charges and restrictions apply.
Try this rod and reel. You'll see what I mean.
Yeah, this feels good.
Sir, there's no fishing here. We're in a store.
Oh, sorry.
If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, get ready. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days is here. It's our biggest sale and event of the season with huge discounts on the latest gear from all your favorite brands. Plus, check out our Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters and free seminars. Don't miss Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days in-store or online at Cabela's.com.
Only the Home Depot has Glidden Duo paint starting at only $24.97 a gallon. The latest, boldest colors are coming to walls near you. And because Glidden Duo is paint plus primer, you save time. Bring lighter to the living room, brighter to the kitchen, and better looking to every wall in between. Boring walls can finally be shown the door, thanks to Glidden Duo paint starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Don't let mayhem leave you stranded. Be protected with Good Hands Roadside Assistance from Allstate. It's free to join and open to everyone. Plus, there are no annual fees, and you only pay when you use it. Register at allstate.com/roadside. Are you in good hands?
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we are dealing with an incident going on I-5 northbound approaching 188th near SeaTac. And that accident is blocking the HOV lane, and it's really quickly causing a backup that stretches out through Federal Way out to 296. It looks like a parking lot out there. We're also starting to see some slight crowding northbound 405 through the S curves, and other than that, roads are moving along just fine.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All I believe in is a thing I own the earth, though I am only thin. In all my years, I've never felt more sure than now. Well, I got to get off this rock somehow.
Alabama Shakes, Rise to the Sun. Their album Boys to Girls broke into the top 10 for the first time last week. And weren't they just on Saturday Night Live, too?
A couple weekends ago.
Yeah. Alabama Shakes, very nice.
She's getting a lot of attention right now.
And what is her name?
Her name is Brittany.
Brittany.
I feel like it's Brittany Howard, but I'm not sure if that's her last name.
That's right. Yeah,
she's quite a singer and a songwriter.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Did she get to rehab? It sounds like she got to rehab.
She's never gotten to rehab.
No. Didn't need it.
She's young. She's got years before she'll need rehab. All right.
She got to be part of that tribute to Levon Helm at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. They did the wait. She really ripped up a verse.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Great.
You good?
Fabulous.
Very good.
Good? Yeah. I was doing this thing. I realized I was almost praying to my cup of coffee. I was raising
that.
It the way a priest raises communion.
It's warm on your hands. It's cold in here.
Feels good. It's actually tea. It's Tazo tea, which a Starbucks sure did worm their way into my life. I'll tell you that.
You
almost like they had a marketing department to figure out how to better get into you and your wallet.
Yes, with their breakfast sandwiches and their lattes and their let's get into his tea world too. I'm checking my toilet paper when I get home. It must be Starbucks.
Friendly, clean, all the wonderful things you want in a chain. There's no reason to feel bad about it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
You should just be okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to like Starbucks.
It's
they 12 might minutes. Sell me some toilet paper.
What's that?
I thought about that. That's one thing they might get me on.
Yeah.
I'd wipe my butt with them.
12 minutes after 6. You still resent him from the Sonics leaving.
No, he doesn't.
No, not at all.
He's coming back.
That's a good product there.
You know they can wedge their way in if they just go with the toilet paper.
Yeah, that might get me back in the fold.
All right. Lots of interesting things going on today. Some good gossipy stuff, some big chunky news stuff, some celebrations, some commemorations, some irony. Rosa Parks... statue was all over the news last night. It's 50 years ago. If you don't know who Rosa Parks is, you probably don't remember school. She refused to give up her seat on a segregated bus in Alabama so many years ago. And really, I mean, had a whole lot to do with racial equality being finally
recognized as something we need.
Went to jail too, right? Didn't she? She was arrested.
Well,
for...
Let me see. I don't know. Did she?
I believe she went. She was taken to jail.
I believe
for
that's
her refusal
correct.
To not get up off the front of the bus.
Otherwise, why would everyone have heard of it? I mean, if she just refused to give up her seat, then it would have remained on the bus and nobody would have cared except the people on the bus.
She was arrested and booked. I don't know how, you know, hopefully they didn't like lock her up.
I don't think
for
she did any time.
Or
but,
anything.
Despite having no elected office, having no money, and living far from the seat of power, she touched off the movement that made it possible, President Obama said, for him to become president. And yet, right across the street yesterday, there were people protesting about a law, which I still don't understand, even though I watched the story, that there's an effort to overturn a voter fairness law that President Johnson signed in. You know about this one?
Voting Rights Act, 1965. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And if I understand it correctly, back in the day, 1965, so we're talking 47 years ago, 48 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Many states routinely discriminated against blacks, didn't let them vote.
They found ways,
right?
They set up roadblocks. They would have tests in place where you would be asked to pass a test before you were given the right to vote. Those were Jim Crow. That's what Jim Crow laws were. You would have to recite the Constitution. You would have to cite obscure examples of state law.
Or you wouldn't be
qualified. Or you wouldn't be allowed to vote. You would have to prove that you could read and write, and you could come in with a law
degree.
Would
you have to do this if you were white?
No. Mm. No, you would not.
So, fast forward to today, and again, I watched this story with interest, trying to figure out what it means. Today, some people want to overturn this law, saying we've come so far, it's completely unnecessary to have all these silly little laws. Which piques my curiosity because I go, well, sure, if we don't need the law anymore, there's so many laws we don't need. I'd love every day, just like cleaning out Joe's closet, I'd like to clean out laws we don't need anymore because all lawmakers do is make laws, right?
Yeah, very few get repealed. A lot more get made for every one that gets repealed.
And then pretty soon they pile up like broken printers.
Right. Still got one now, actually, in the hall out there.
Did that printer get picked
anybody
up?
Interested? No. Still got a broken
scale. Did anybody take your broken scale?
You know, I thought you were going to take it because it wound up back here. If somebody wants a broken scale, I've got one.
Joe's giveaway returns on Monday. It's going to be retooled, revamped.
Customer service.
Joe read an article that said if you give away 10 things a day, either throw them away, give them away, or sell them.
Right.
That you'll declutter your house. And so he's bringing in his biggest items first.
And I was going to bring in more today, but Pedro talked me into waiting to next week. He says about once a week.
Once a week, I think, is a good
way
to
go with this.
So we can fully produce it.
Yeah.
Like American Idol.
Yeah, we can post some pictures the night before, maybe, of some things that you might be interested in. And, you know, so you'll know what I got coming. Not just throw it out there.
And it'll take you 10 times as long to declutter, but...
That's
okay.
True.
But that's fine.
Still, 10 a week, that's 500 items a year, right?
Right. So decluttering our laws. So this law, if I understand correctly, and maybe we should get an expert on this, Eric. This law, the way it's interpreted now, is it prevents states from doing things like, you know, requiring 6 forms of ID. Same sort of stuff, basically, cut from, you know... At the voter polls in Mississippi, for example, they might require people to basically show a picture ID, right?
Mississippi, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
But other states wouldn't require a picture ID.
Right. Laws were tried to change laws in a couple dozen states in the last couple years.
Mm.
Voter ID requirement laws across America.
Now, the reason I think this is cool for you to talk about is because, interestingly, Spike is a history buff. He's also from Maryland, and literally...
I was forced to go to a school that was 95% black.
That and the Civil War, the battles that were fought, are all his backyard history.
Fort McHenry is where the Star-Spangled Banner was written, which wasn't the Civil War, it was War of 1812. But that's when Britain figured out that we gave up too easily on that new territory, and we missed the revenue coming in from the... colonial United States, the brand new United States. They tried to take back America in 1812.
They did.
War of 1812.
They said, oh, let's go get it back.
Well, we were churning some amazing butter.
Yeah.
We were making those little stoves up in Amish country. We were kicking ass.
It's nice stuff.
So in Baltimore, which was the main port, the main trade, the commerce is, money's everything. War's over money.
Money's always. Everything?
War's, let me war's write always that over one money. Down.
Religion, too.
Yeah. Religion, too.
Don't forget about religion.
Well, religion is everything, too, but yeah.
So, yeah, Baltimore's a historical, I mean, the place is dripping with history. It's everywhere. So, I used to attend bar, the building was 350 years old.
So tell me, was this law a really good thing back when they made it?
The Voter Rights Act?
Yeah.
Of course it was. It you know, Lyndon Johnson, I mean, I saw this speech last night because of this story and the Supreme Court yesterday.
Over this, yeah.
I had to yesterday. This was a big one. You know, when Lyndon Johnson gets up, Southern-ass Texas Lyndon Baines Johnson gets up and gives a speech about how you can't call this a land of the free if you're telling people of color that they don't have the same rights as the guys making the laws.
Right.
And when Lyndon Johnson says, you know, we shall overcome this moment in U.S. history.
Praise Jesus.
So,
I'm just trying to be your cheerleader.
Well, that's okay.
At some point, we'll need fife and drum music on.
You may line. My okay. little battle.
I hymn. Like it when you fife and drum us.
The Voting Rights Act of 65. What it means is that if a state wants to change voting law, it has to have federal permission to do so. It has to make sure that the federal government says that this isn't.
Is it any state? I thought it was just for like those seven states in the South.
It started there.
17 states or something like that.
But any voting
law.
It's
for any state.
Yeah.
It's the same for every state.
For example, in the last go round, Ohio changed their voting laws, Pennsylvania changed their voting laws, and they needed federal approval.
And what did they change? What changed their voting laws? They have sneaky ways of doing it, right? Mm-hmm. They don't say, we'd like Asians to do the hula hoop for 10 minutes, and we'd like Hispanics to jump rope.
If only they would come out and be that obvious.
It'd be that obvious about it. Yeah. What do they do?
They limit the amount of voting. They limit
the amount of voting.
Early voting. Early voting.
So it's about the hours.
In a lot of cases.
It's about what kind of ID you show and how you prove who you are.
Those are both.
Why can't it be the same for all 50 states?
Because states' rights are hugely important in the way our state, way our governments are set up.
I think that's a mistake that our founding fathers made.
That states' rights trump federal rights in a lot of cases?
Well, that it's a blanket thing like that. In certain things, the whole country works better if it's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if you're voting for a national office, then you should follow national voting rules, shouldn't you?
I think that's a great idea.
So, all right. So Republicans want to repeal this law because they think it's not necessary, or because they think that it'll discourage some blacks from voting and give them a shot because they don't like blacks.
Hey, wait a second.
I hate to be Captain Obvious.
You're wait so divisive.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Well, I know, but I'm not being divisive. I mean, I would love for someone to explain to me. Because what I saw, like, last night, and, you know, I watch nightly news, I saw them dance around this. They didn't want to say that. And I thought, well, why else would you change this law unless you wanted less blacks to vote? Duh. Look, I know you lean that lefty way, so you're not going to argue with me. But who's going to argue with me? Anybody.
Against what you just said?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm not even that good at improv.
In Seattle, I know. In Seattle, all I hear is crickets.
Well, how can you argue against that? Why would you? Is there any other reason that you would want to redistrict
laws? They will argue that it's an antiquated law because that's a good argument.
How about the one that says that we can't marry goats or have 100 wives? Or
let's get rid of that one first.
I mean, there's
let's stop the goat marrying.
One of the best radio bits of all time is the one that goes back into like different states' laws that are so silly, like you're not allowed to pour soap over your face for 3 hours or whatever it is.
Anyway, I thought it just totally ruined Rosa Parks' day. That there were protesters across the street, and it made the point that although we've come incredibly far, we have a black man in the White House. We're not sure where he was born. We think he might be a terrorist, but
maybe.
Still.
Hussein.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We did it. And by the way, we did it only with, you know, 52 to 48%, so obviously, you know, things happen and then the whole country never agrees on anything. That makes sense. People are people. I like people being feisty and not agreeing. We'd have no show if we didn't have that.
Yeah, right? And we'd have no country. Our country is based on, you know.
So maybe the founding fathers did have it right. Let's let the states bicker for eternity with the federal government.
Well, the beauty of the state
laws. And that'll make people talk about it and think about it.
Beauty of the states being different is if you don't like it here, you can move to another state without having to leave this wonderful country.
Is there anyone out there who moved to another state because of the differences in the laws? Interesting.
I mean, there are people, I'm sure, when they decide if they're living close to the Oregon-Washington border, where you're going to live may depend on something as simple as the sales tax.
Yeah. Why am I here?
A friend of mine moved here. She grew up in Alabama, and she... you'd never... I mean, nothing against Alabama, but she just... As soon as she turned 18, she was like, later, and moved somewhere where there was more liberal-minded...
A little more progressive thinking.
A little more progressive.
And, you know, I suppose you probably think I'm conservative because I have certain conservative financial principles.
I don't think you're conservative.
You don't think I'm conservative.
Not at
but
all.
I kind of think I am. On many, many things, I believe in free markets. I believe in not meddling as a government. I believe in the fewer entitlements, the better. I believe in all this stuff. But nobody who's a conservative actually does that once they get in office. They say they will do that.
I think, you know, throughout American history, there's people who relocate to be with like-minded people. And I think you could very well see an influx into our state in the next couple of years once the weed store opens.
Once the weed store opens.
In January.
Ah, there's one.
I mean, you know, there will be, there's 48 other states where you are an outlaw, but you can be a free man.
I saw a news story on that, too. They showed this dude down in New Mexico, mm-hmm. I believe it was. And he's freaking out because he's a medicinal weed smoker. Mm-hmm. He has his card, but if he drives across the border or he goes anywhere, he could be arrested at a checkpoint because he goes to Texas or he goes to Mexico.
Right.
Even though he's carrying his card, they said they will arrest him.
He's carrying medicinal weed with him?
Well,
you can't get arrested for the card, but if he's carrying weed with him and he has a card, that's what he's afraid of.
That's what he's afraid of, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get arrested for the card, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
and if
anyway.
If you need medicinal, you carry it with you.
If someone will explain to me why every state should have their own voting. And, you know, there may be some good reasons. Some states may have third shifters and want to open earlier. Some states, you know, states may want different things. But if the federal government isn't unreasonably denying you the right to make the laws for your state, then what's the need to overturn this other thing?
The shadow over the whole process is that of the, like, I think it's 22 states who made voting law changes, every one of them was controlled by a Republican legislation and a Republican governor.
Right, trying to discourage a certain kind of vote.
There was a place, there was a thing in Ohio where voting hours in black districts were shortened, but voting hours in white districts were not only left alone, even lengthened. I mean, how obvious
it seems obvious, yeah. But you guys are, yeah, I don't trust you guys.
How could you?
How could I?
Seriously.
For God's sake.
There must be something else to this.
I'm eating a red pepper just like an apple. You can't trust me.
I can't trust you at all.
I'm a hippie.
Tom in Puyallup, hello. Okay. Yes, Tom.
Oh, I thought you said, hold on. My apologies. No, they're trying to change the laws. I mean, everybody can take the laws and do what they want. The voting hours and all that are cited at the local district, not at the federal level. But the purpose for repealing the law was to be able to start a screening process to make sure that people that are voting are legally able to do so. If you're not a legal citizen of the state, you're not supposed to vote. If you're a felon, you're not supposed to vote.
In other words, and that's the argument for this, is we're trying to tighten up the system because right now it's a little bit loose, correct?
Well, it's way loose. I mean, you don't even have to look that far back or that far away. All you got to do is look back at the first Dino Rossi campaign. There were felons voting, people voting three, four times, ballots being turned in Crayon, you know, I mean, all kinds of improprieties on both sides happen, and the idea is to clean it all up and
now, the thing about cleanliness, the thing about sterilization and perfection is, you know, it's not possible.
Not entirely.
Yes. So you clean it up to a level, you clean it up to a level, and then you say, that's good enough. Like as Joe, when he cleans his room, there's a certain point where you're not going after the last piece of dust, right?
Well, yeah, stuff will survive the purge, no question about it.
So
we
riddle,
can't make it perfect. There's no way to make it perfect, but we can definitely make it better.
So riddle me this, Tom. Why knock out a civil rights act to clean it up?
Well, because the opposing side to, let's call it voter reform, is using the same act to keep it dirty.
To make sure more black people vote.
No, it's got
and elect black presidents.
It's got nothing to do with black.
Okay. But don't you see how suspicious it looks for you?
Well, it looks suspicious for both sides.
Well, wait a minute. If you have a case of, say,
I see what he's saying. By the way, he's using he's using the racist argument against those who are saying who are a bit.
Well, exactly, Bob. Why do you want to make sure that illegal aliens can continue to decide the future of our country?
Do you think there's a problem with illegal?
It's not just black, by the way. It's also Hispanic. Thank you for pointing that out.
Do you think there's a problem with voter fraud changing the course of American history?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you realize how many actual cases of voter fraud were confirmed in the last election cycle? I'm not talking about 2012. I'm talking about when Bush did a
Spike's
survey.
Spike's been watching Jon Stewart again.
I have.
He doesn't watch cable news anymore. He knows that I hate that, so he only watches Jon Stewart.
You do have me there. I have no idea what the exact number is.
Hardly any. Let's not get into stupid facts. Hardly any.
I mean, 0.0001% of the voting population committed
voter
fraud.
There's more rat balls in your salami.
That's disgusting. Love salami. We all love salami.
You know
salami.
That there's an acceptable amount of rat testes that can make it into the salami, and they consider that good?
What kind of salami are you talking about?
Ratco Industries salami brand.
All salami is not made the same.
What I'm saying, even with food, they test a certain amount is good.
Bit's not going to hurt.
So, Tom, it hardly ever happens, this voter fraud you're talking about.
But now that we are going to, there are more precincts going to electronic voting, voting by mail, where there's even less control over the improprieties that come up. It can get and I see it probably getting much worse. I mean, there's plenty of voter fraud that goes on all over the place.
There's plenty of it.
It's hard to track.
There's a recent study called it plenty.
Electronic and mail-in.
Any is too much.
Any is too much. Not even one bad, unacceptable thing. It's like terrorism. We will have a TSA agent screen you, and then we'll look at your genitals on an X-ray before you could vote.
That'd be great.
That'll encourage the black vote, by the way.
I'm seriously upset about this salami instance.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tom. Hey, Tom, good on you. You brought out the actual issue, and you brought it out fairly, too. I mean, I'm for less fraud. I have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Except when it comes to this show.
That's just it. It's whether we want to admit it or not, people that do not have the constitutional right to vote, because they are not legal citizens, they are not legal residents, are influencing policy.
You have to admit, though, hold on, you have to admit that it's really odd that when Dino Rossi loses by 6 votes, it's a huge issue. And when Obama wins primarily with Hispanic and black voters, it's a huge issue. But when George Bush wins 2 terms in a row, it was not an issue at all.
Oh, that's not true. They were screaming bloody murder when he beat.
Is that
Gore.
True?
It was never
right.
A bigger issue.
Screaming fraud.
Than Bush and Gore. That was the biggest.
In other words, you just need more black and Hispanics, and you're going to get them. However,
we need
you can
more
get
people
them.
Swimming across the Rio Grande and going straight to the polling.
That's right.
Was that well hung Chad? Bob, that was a guy.
Yeah, and
Bob, what I find most interesting is when the argument is brought up. When the right brings the argument up against the left saying, hey, we need to clean up voter fraud, what I find most interesting is that immediately
they play the race
the
card.
Brings the, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I think that's a fair argument. I think you, look, he stated the opposite case very well.
Very well.
In debate school, that's what you want.
I think the left, the right, and everybody agree. Voter reform is a big thing that we need to do because we set the laws in voting before there was electricity, much less computers.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's an antiquated, outdated way.
It totally is. I mean,
things.
Google knows where my wife bought seeds yesterday.
Hey, look, if you want to go
we
back
should know
and
if
some,
someone has
laws,
is able to vote. Huh?
If you want to go back and look at voting laws, there was a time where if you were not a property owner, you could not vote.
That's right.
Well, let's
or
just
if
roll
you
it
didn't
back.
Have a penis.
That's right.
Let's just roll it back to 1964. Let's not go all the way back to 1750.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Thank you. Tom stated his case well. Hello, Jack.
Hey. So are you saying that I need to have a scrotum imprint identification card? Is that what you said?
It could work. Welcome to the show. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, you originally asked the question, have you considered leaving the state or have you moved out of the state? Absolutely. There's too many people that have drank the Kool-Aid in this state. I would rather move to more conservative pastures, maybe, such as Montana.
I think you could have a liberal party to help you pack.
You can't trim your roadie if you live in Bellevue
right.
without your neighbor complaining.
You know what else is nice about Montana? There's no sales tax.
There you go.
You should consider it.
Yeah. We'll help you. Would you like us to come over and load the van?
Now, hold on.
To participate in the recycling program in Seattle, and that's one of the biggest and largest big business scams there is.
I just trimmed my roadie, by the way, in Bellevue.
Did and you? No,
nobody, I'm going to have your neighbor report you.
Nobody complained, but I'll admit it was the one in my backyard, hidden from view. So yeah. Maybe
what's wrong with rhododendron plants in
Bellevue? It's a state flower. You leave it the hell
but
alone.
If you have enough money and you live in Medina, you can chop a couple trees down.
That's right.
You can buy your way into anything.
Wait, is this a thing? You can't trim your bushes in Bellevue?
Well, Bellevue has many restrictive covenants. I think he's exaggerating. But yeah, there are things about where you can park your RV. There's all kinds of things.
Are you exaggerating on this program, sir?
No.
Oh, good.
Okay, don't be exaggerating here. We don't tolerate exaggerating.
You know what we do? We identification either.
Yeah, we string you up by your scrotum if you exaggerate.
Texter says, no scrotum, no votum.
The sack act.
It's like clicking her ticket.
All right. You get the idea. I wanted to, because as I was watching it, no one was saying what the argument for it was. And that's a liberal media thing, too. I wanted to know what the argument
is. Isn't the final word that nobody's for fraud? And we can just...
Well, no, Democrats are for fraud. I figured that out by listening.
The argument
you're
yesterday
totally
was...
for fraud because it helps the blacks and the Hispanics. Trust
me. That's what I'm about.
That's what you're about.
The argument yesterday was that the law's antiquated and out of date, and the problem is solved. That's what the argument was before the Supreme Court yesterday. The problem's solved. We've got it all figured out. We got a black president. How can there still be a problem with voter suppression of minorities in this country?
You got
we
one
got a
in.
Black president.
You
what
got one
you
in. Shut up. Let's get rid of this law. That's a pretty good argument, too.
Text message. We should be trying to make voting easier and more accessible, not less. Text message. Is this the Rush Limbaugh show? Someone else says, hello. Voter fraud happens all the time, but since we don't check ID, how do we prove it? Someone else says...
If this were the Rush Limbaugh show, we'd be on prescription meds, and you could kind of tell.
If you are registered...
It's about time this country go back to the standards of whatever.
If you're a registered voter, what's the problem
Maybe
with showing ID to prove
though.
It?
No, I don't know what he was talking about. You know how I love the uterine business cycle? Jody, you've got the floor.
Thank you. Somebody says, I moved to Montana from California. Love it here. Someone says, in Wyoming, if one of the reps in the state legislature told a letter writer to leave the state because she wrote in about gun laws they were passing, I want to live there. Someone says, I didn't eat peanut butter for 6 years because I saw there was an acceptable amount of rat feces in it. Is this a thing?
Yes, there are standards. It's been pointed out before by comedians. So the way Spike learns things from movies, I learn things from comedians. So
I think it was
Dan
Aykroyd who quoted the amount of rat hair and rodent testicles.
Yeah, that there are acceptable standards for how often they find certain stuff.
Not
in
peanut
food.
Butter, though. Don't say that about peanut
I don't know
butter.
About peanut butter.
Peanut butter's my baby.
Anyway, yeah, so I know we're not turning into politics, but I was kind of annoyed that the Rosa Parks statue was accompanied by, let's lynch this law so that we can, look, everybody's trying to affect the outcome of the election. Nothing wrong with that. Republicans want to affect the outcome to elect a Republican, and Democrats want to affect the outcome to elect a Democrat. And either side will do whatever it has to do to get a slight edge.
I don't know who you can blame for those two events converging, though. I mean,
the scheduling of the
it's on the docket of the Supreme Court. They're out there because the Supreme Court is hearing the argument. They're not out there because of Rosa Parks. It's just an unhappy coincidence that they happen to be happening right across the street from each other.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think they scheduled the unveiling of the statue in Statuary Hall. I think they really knew what day
they
were.
They planned that?
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah,
smart,
I do.
Too.
You got a Supreme Court. You got Scalia talking about black entitlement. I got Rosa Parks and marble, buddy. I'll see you, Scalia, and raise you Rosa Parks and marble.
Yeah, it is smart politics.
Jeff. Nice statue.
Democrats
too.
Are playing smart politics right now. You know me. The years they were dumb, I was right all over it. They're dumb.
How about tomorrow with the sequester? Is that smart? Bob Woodward came out and said it's not. He kind of got on the president.
Unfortunately, I think both sides lose when they show that they can't get it together in front of a deadline.
And it's less than 24 hours from now.
Yeah, they'll kick the can again somehow. Okay, 638. The 787, once again in the news, the Dreamliners will not get back into service until there's extensive testing for recertification. I guess is it two airlines that have most of the 787s? One's JAL.
The two Japanese airlines.
They're both Japanese and Nippon.
Nippon.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. They have a fix, but not everybody agrees on the fix. You got to get all parties. There's our FAA, and then there's the Japanese FAA as well. And then there's the airlines, and then there's Boeing. Meanwhile, at stake are so many 787s backed up in orders. It's a big deal to our local economy, right?
Huge deal, yeah.
So the testing, once they approve a plan, they have to go through the process of implementing the plan, which involves the testing, further analysis, re-engineering. Everybody's looking for a time frame, and they're really, the most they'll say, maybe late April or May.
And the Japanese airline canceled all their... they're not even going to count.
They're not scheduling anything.
They're not scheduling anything through May. They're not planning on having a Dreamliner in the air before June.
Mm.
And basically the FAA said, yeah, well, you can show us your fix. And, you know, we're going to take a few weeks to look at that. I mean, this is the government. They don't do anything fast. I mean, I think you would be lucky in time for summer travel to have those things back up in the sky.
All right. Meanwhile, we have many other fine planes on our showroom floor.
Yeah,
may I interest you in a 777?
Hey, and Boeing.
I'll throw in some seat cushions.
I'll throw in the seat covers, the seat cushions.
People, Boeing.
The deluxe fold-down tray.
I will undercoat and rust-proof that thing.
They're happy today. Like 50,000 people listening right now are all getting fat checks, big bonuses at Boeing this week.
That's right. And is that because business is good, right?
Yeah, business has been great. They're getting
is that a profit-sharing check or a tax?
Yeah,
the
engineers and stuff are getting about a 6% bonus on their yearly salary, averaging about $5,000 or $6,000 a guy right now.
I'll tell you what. If I was in sales, there's no doubt I would work for Boeing. Why sell one? I mean, I love Toyotas, but why sell a Corolla when you can sell a 787? I assume the commission is much bigger.
Yeah, I moved one this month. What a month.
Hey, you make a sales call down to Sydney, Australia.
Can you imagine the expense budget for meals to sell one of them puppies?
Let's take this baby around the country, see how it turns.
Do you get it?
Test drive.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going over there and talking to sheiks about all the aftermarket stuff they want on there. You know, their hot tubs and marble columns.
I've got a chocolate fountain option you're going to have to. Yeah. It's fabulous. You're going to love it.
Does Boeing have a showroom? They must.
Well, if you've been up there to Everett, you go in there to the what it's called the Boeing Experience or whatever, and that's
their showroom.
That's their showroom. You can walk into the Dreamliner just like it would be on the inside.
I've never experienced
that. It's pretty cool.
You know what we should do? We should put a fake mustache on you, get you in a nice suit from Men's Warehouse, and pretend like you're
dress me like a sheik. I want the full first class experience.
Your name is now Babdul.
Babdul.
Babdul Rahim Halan Salam Darivara.
Like the time Eric went to test drive the Tesla. You think he didn't pretend like maybe he would be getting one at some point? They don't give you the
good business. Don't give you the first class treatment.
You got to pretend like you're really in the market for one.
And you go up there to Everett, they've got a wonderful deck outside of this place where they, once you order your plane and buy it, when they wheel that baby out, you'll be out there on that deck for that ceremony with all your friends. It's, you know, it's like, here's your new plane, sir.
Come to my 787 coming out party. 643. Bonuses for people at Boeing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to resent successful Boeing because there's a recall on a battery on something. I think that's fine.
This is a good day for appliance dealers, for car dealers. Boeing money drips down right into the community super fast, super furious.
Right.
I mean, big time. People who've been holding off on a new purchase at home.
You get that range today.
You bet.
You buy that Corolla
side
today.
By side, you buy that Corolla today. You bet you do.
Good for our area. Okay. Also in the news today, There's a Steven Tyler gossip story.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
It's salacious.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it. Well, it's funny because in reading it, it's not a real story. And this can happen when you're a celebrity. You're seen standing next to someone, and people say, "I wonder if they're doing the deed." Just because you're standing next to someone. Now, a lot of times maybe you are, and which makes it salacious, and which instantly makes Inside Edition's numbers go up. But what if you're not? Who cares? Let's get right to it.
What kind of dirt are you denying the town here? What do you got?
Dining with somebody, I mean, they're more than just standing next to each other. They were out sharing a meal and stuff.
Dining with somebody.
I agree. That's not.
I mean, you cut this out. You said it's a story, right?
It is a story. Yeah. I said it is. It is kind of salacious, and I don't put a lot of stock in it. I'm sure there's a perfectly good reason these two people were out together dining. But when you see which two people they are, you kind of go, "Wow,
yeah, it's kind of funny." It was Rosa Parks' grandchild.
Steven Tyler.
No, but close. It was Steven Tyler, who is 64, they point out, and Clint Eastwood's 19-year-old daughter, Francesca.
Who most recently had her own reality television show. That Eastwood's show that was on E!
Right.
We talked to the mother.
We talked to Mrs. Eastwood. Yeah,
yeah.
We did.
So she's got a mini celebrity status of her own.
Right. So if your last thought of Clint Eastwood is him yelling at an empty chair, imagine how upset he'd get by this. They showed up at the Little Door restaurant in Los Angeles. They were meeting Jim Carrey and Russell Simmons.
Wow.
And what I guess aroused concern is they didn't want to be photographed together. So what do you got to, you know, what do you get? You always say, what do you get to hide?
Yeah, what are you hiding?
But I think it's innocent.
Maybe it was the early bird special Tyler was enjoying. He thought that would not bode well for the sales of their new record.
I think that actually backs up what Joe said about there being a perfectly good reason that they were dining together. Yeah. Some sort of business something, because Francesca Eastwood's friend apparently went up to some of the paparazzi that were taking pictures and asked them nicely to delete the pictures. And for her to not want publicity of any kind seems very odd, especially where she is in Hollywood right now. Like, she needs the publicity of sitting at a table with the randomness of
Tyler, Russell Simmons, and Jim Carrey.
Yeah, she needs that. She should be all over that. So maybe they're working on some secret, weird something.
A source says a friend of Francesca asked the cameraman to please delete the pictures. He didn't, but
what makes it a little salacious to me, though, is she's smoking. And I don't know why. It's probably my prejudice, but when I think of young girls that smoke, I think of...
They're trampy.
Yeah, I think that way.
Really?
I know that.
Young girls who smoke, give Joe a little response to that. Are you trampy?
If you're a young girl that smokes and you...
Give us a call now at 877-901-0957.
Your chastity belt is tightened on as
tell
hard
off the
as
old man
be.
At 877-901-0957. Yeah. Are you a tramp?
Are you really doing the whole, if she puts something in her mouth, she must be orally fixated?
No, there are statistics that prove girls who smoke or get tattoos have loose moral fiber and will do other weird things as well.
Hey, I have 5 tattoos, and that's totally correct.
So, see what I mean? case proven.
Looking at these gossip pictures, I'm saying that's the one thing that made me think, well, maybe there could be something here. The fact she has a cigarette in her hand leads me to believe that she's not out with her uncle or her dad.
Now back to the side of you that's supposed to be permissively socially liberal. Who cares? She's of age, he's of age.
Right.
They're of different, you know, half centuries.
Different ages.
Almost 50 years separated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big separation.
Was she smoking in a restaurant?
No, outside the restaurant.
Okay.
No one's calling with your debate, Joe, about whether they're trampy or not.
Well, that's because they all know. I didn't say trampy. I just think the young girls who smoke are more promiscuous than the ones who don't.
Way to reel it back in.
That's where I started it at.
That's where I started.
I'm not reeling it in.
We're the ones who threw flour on it.
But it's the same thing. That's called trampy. Promiscuity is trampness, isn't it? What's the difference?
Just a level of degree.
Well, I think tramp is a whole other level.
We've already decided what kind of woman you are, my dear. We're just negotiating the price.
I don't say that a person's promiscuous is necessarily trampy. I mean, if you're selectively promiscuous, that's not trampy.
How could you be selectively promiscuous?
They're the same word.
No.
Promiscuous and trampy? No.
You can be selectively promiscuous, easily.
I would have a chance with trampy. I don't think promiscuous I would have
promiscuous
a chance.
Especially selective. Is easy, and trampy is easy, right?
Well, I think trampy, I think of as less discriminating about who to be easy with. I mean, Steven Tyler is a pretty high level if you're going to be promiscuous. That's a guy a lot of women.
It's a good catch.
Yeah. Even for younger women.
For your promiscuity bedpost that you notch out a little
right.
nicks in with
she's
the pen
not
knife.
Doing anything with him. She's no. beautiful.
I don't think so
she's
either.
She's 19. Yeah. She's a dumb socialite in Beverly Hills working that celebrity thing. She could get anyone she wants. She doesn't need his saggy old skin.
Eric.
Well, the funny thing about Steven Tyler is that he's also making the gossip news because I guess on Oscar night he was making out with a 22-year-old Hunger Games star. I mean, like, seriously making out with
Which
her.
Which one?
Her name was Levin Ramblin, and apparently there were tongues involved, and it got everybody all at Twitter.
Even her name is Ramblin, Joe. Yeah.
Now, that's trampy right
And
there.
She's pretty. You want to talk about a pretty girl. But she came running up to him, and she was wasted, and he had another woman with him. So, I mean, Steven Tyler kind of seems like the guy that you could just run up to and start making out with and not explain yourself, but I guess I only say things like that because I...
Wouldn't mind doing
would.
It.
Yeah.
I would not.
The only thing we know is Steven Tyler at this point is trampy, or at least he's getting around a lot the last few days.
Seriously would not. I find him extremely unattractive.
Girls go one way or the other on him hard.
Yeah, and it's not an age thing. Luciana and I had an argument the other day about Jack Nicholson. She says she wouldn't, and I was like, well, you need to get out of this country then. It's un-American.
Or at least move to one of those bad states.
You couldn't vote in Alabama if you wouldn't make out with Jack Nicholson, by the way. Wouldn't be allowed to vote.
Teresa, hello.
Okay.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Well, just as soon as I heard Joe's comment about questioning this girl... You guys, smoking, you guys took it to a different place, correlating it to...
Trampiness.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think it's that. I think Joe had the right idea, but what he's doing is he's seeing a young girl smoking, and she's making a poor decision. And so you think she probably can make other poor decisions.
Mm-hmm. I think you said it better than I could have. And yeah, I think the fact she's smoking... in front of him leads me to believe that they may not be there so much for, business reasons or that he's not a parental figure. Teenage girls, heaven forbid mine will never smoke, but I think they would probably not smoke around their elders as much as they would their peers. I think she's looking at him.
Yeah, that's true. But you're with somebody else, Steven Tyler, that, is... he probably smokes. So it depends. It depends on the elder that she's around.
Yeah, he's not.
Steven Tyler is an elder tribal leader, but he's also a medicine man. Yeah,
shaman, entertainment.
But committee. But I think, and I don't know his business, but I think he's got many, many years of straight and narrow and being on the wagon and all of that too. So I wish him nothing but the best. And I do think it's unfair I think it's unfair for the press to take that photo and turn it into a headline that says, "Is Steven Tyler?" Blanking.
Hey, really?
That's what they said.
You're going to criticize them, but you're putting it, you're promoting it also.
No, I'm here just to criticize others.
Pot Kettle brought to you by Safeway.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing out that complete hypocrisy.
You guys are getting off on the wrong track, and it's easy. I think really what Joe saw was poor decision. Okay, maybe other poor decisions.
Teresa, very smart. 6:51. It was exactly 30 years ago today. More than half the people in America all took a seat and did one common thing. There have never been this many of us doing this together before or since. What did 125 million people do 30 years ago? I'm also going to have Lieutenant Starbuck from the original Battlestar Galactica coming into the studio this morning for Comic-Con. They're starting to arrive. Big superheroes. We'll talk to him in a bit.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, if you are planning on heading north towards Seattle out of Federal Way, Plan some extra time. Federal Way to Seattle taking you 68 minutes right now. There's an accident, I-5 northbound at 188th block in the HOV lane and causing a backup that pretty much stretches all the way out to almost Highway 18 at this point. So really not good. Southbound I-5 also really filling in from Linwood down into Shoreline.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. To learn more or get a quote, find an Allstate agent at allstate.com. Are you in good hands?
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free CD that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. Call 1-800-300-1449 for your free CD. 1-800-300-1449. That number again is 1-800-300-1449.
From the writers of The Hangover.
Jeff Chang, this is your 21st birthday.
Comes an epic night.
ID. 21.
Blackjack mother.
21 years in the making.
We're going to jail.
I can shake them.
Don't shake them.
21 and over. Rated R. Starts tonight, 10 p.m. Everywhere tomorrow.
Want to hear something that pairs perfectly with red wines and white wines? Rosés and bubblies. The word sale. And right now at Safeway, it's a big one. With your club card, you can save 30% on all Washington wines. Plus, get an extra 10% off when you buy six bottles or more. With savings that big, mix and match your favorites. Wine sale. Oh, that has a lovely finish to it, doesn't it? Save 30% on Washington wines at Safeway. Ingredients for life. 10% offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. March means spring. And at Safeway, March also means a whole month of deals on frozen favorites. Use your club card in the frozen food department all month long for the big event. Like this week, get delicious DiGiorno pizzas, two for just $10, selected varieties. And load up on other popular brands, like Eggo waffles and Green Giant vegetables. Just look for the specially marked tags in the frozen food aisles and save. Celebrate spring all month long with cool savings on frozen favorites. At Safeway, ingredients for life.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart. But we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow, I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-600-2811. That's 1-800-600-2811. 1-800-600-2811. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Precious Rose, you color our world till insects and disease turn it upside down. So we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Available in easy-to-use liquid and granules. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
There are roses, and then there are, wow, those are parade-quality roses. So how do you get roses that really get people talking? Use Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care products. They help prevent disease and insects, while some even fertilize, which make your roses bigger and stronger. So you can have roses, or you can have your yard looks like something out of a magazine kind of roses with Bayer Advanced Rose and Flower Care products. Because to us, a rose is more than just a rose. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
March is hopping at Muckleshoot Casino with great live entertainment and the biggest televised sporting events. On March 14th at 7 p.m., Club Galaxy welcomes R&B legends, The Spinners. These guys have 12 gold records and tons of hits, and the best part is the price at Club Galaxy, always free. With its huge screens, Club Galaxy is also the best place to catch all the action of the UFC fights. And Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m., it's UFC 158, so make sure you arrive early for a good seat. Sunday, March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day, and you can get the luck of the Irish all month long in the Coyaba Grill. Daily from 6 to 10 a.m., you can get a traditional Irish breakfast with Irish bacon, sausage, potatoes O'Brien, and your choice of eggs for just $5.95. Get all the latest promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com, then stop in this month at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
Put your tax refund to work and let AutoZone help you with your check engine light. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you get it fixed. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from the Bob Rivers Show, and I love Washington wine. March is Washington Wine Month. Come and celebrate with participating restaurants, hotels, wineries, and tasting rooms. Or pick up an award-winning bottle of Washington State wine to enjoy tonight from your neighborhood Bartell Drugs.
Remember having those friends that you grew up with, went to high school with, and then eventually turned 21 with? Those good times are now in a movie that comes out March 1st, called 21 and Over. Black out that date. 21 and Over is in theaters everywhere on March 1st. It celebrates the fun friendships of growing up and the milestone birthday of turning 21.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, if you are planning on heading north towards Seattle out of Federal Way, plan some extra time. Federal Way to Seattle taking you 68 minutes right now. There's an accident, I-5 northbound at 188th, blocking the HOV lane and causing a backup that pretty much stretches all the way out to almost Highway 18 at this point. So really not good. Southbound I-5 also really filling in from Linwood down into Shoreline.
This traffic report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Looking for fresh dinner ideas? Try a delicious roasted or fried chicken from the Fred Meyer Service Deli for just $6.99. They're guaranteed fresh every day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pick one up for dinner today.